Hello.
Hello, I'm calling from National Opinion Survey. I'm conducting an opinion survey, and I would like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation.
Okay,
perfect. Does anyone in your household work for a news media outlet, including print, radio, internet, or television station?
No.
Okay, thank you. All right, and just to be sure that we are representing everybody, may I ask your race?
I'm black.
Sorry?
I'm black. I'm a black man.
Oh, sorry. The line cut off a bit. That's why I thought I'd ask again. Thank you. What is your age?
I'm 69.
Thank you very much. I know it is still a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the 2024 elections for president, Congress, and other offices? Will you definitely vote? Probably vote? Are the chances 50-50, or will you probably not vote?
I definitely will vote. I just voted today.
Thank you. And please rate your level of motivation for voting in the upcoming presidential and congressional elections in November 2024 on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means that you are not at all motivated to vote this year, and 10 means you're extremely motivated to vote. You may use any number. Okay, thank you. Thinking about the direction your city is headed in, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the city is headed?
What city, you said?
Your city.
No, my city, I'm very satisfied.
Okay, thank you. Do you approve or disapprove of the way Joe Biden is handling his job as president?
I'm very satisfied.
Would you say that you strongly approve or somewhat approve?
I strongly approve.
Thank you. Now, I'd like you to rate your feelings towards some people and organizations using a scale from 0 to 100, on which a 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them, a 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable, and a 50 means that you do not feel particularly warm or cold. You may use any number from 0 to 100 depending on how you feel. If you have no opinion or have never heard of a person or organization, please say so. The first on the list is Project 2025.
0.
0. Okay. Donald Trump.
0.
The Republican Party.
0.
The Democratic Party.
100.
Joe Biden.
100.
Kamala Harris.
105.
J.D. Vance.
0.
What about J.D. Vance?
0.
And then Tammy Baldwin.
100.
Okay. Thank you. All right. I know it is still a long way off, but if the election for presidents were held today and the candidates were independent, Grover F. Kennedy Jr., Green Party candidate Jill Stein, independent Cornel West, Democrat Kamala Harris, and Republican Donald Trump, for whom would you vote?
Kamala Harris.
Thank you. All right, now I'm going to read a few statements that some people have made about Kamala Harris. Please rate each statement on a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that the statement is very convincing reason to vote for Kamala Harris for president, 5 means it's a somewhat convincing reason, and 0 means that it's not at all convincing reason to support her for president. You may use any number between 0 and 10. This November, we have the historic opportunity to elect Kamala Harris as not just the first woman president, but also the first black woman president. But this election is about more than just her background. This is about moving away from the past and embracing new, more representative leaders focused on winning a better future for all Americans. Voting for Harris really means a chance to turn our country in a new direction and give voice to a new generation that's fighting for change, opportunity, and justice for all in a country that sorely needs this. So from 0 to 10, how much convincing is this for you to vote?
10.
Thank you. In November, we have a simple choice. Kamala Harris, the prosecutor, versus Donald Trump, the convicted felon. As district attorney, Kamala Harris stood up for abused women and put sex predators in prison. Donald Trump has been found guilty of sexual assault. Harris represented middle-class homeowners against the big banks, and she won. Trump was taken to court for housing discrimination. Kamala Harris has been taking down criminals like Donald Trump her entire career. And with our support, she'll do it again in November. How much convincing is this reason to vote for Kamala?
10.
Thank you. While Donald Trump and MAGA Republicans work to repeal Obamacare and eliminate health insurance for millions of Americans, Kamala Harris understands we must do more to ensure every American can afford health care. As Vice President, Harris helped reduce the price of insulin to $35 for millions of Americans and helped pass rules to keep millions more Americans on affordable health insurance without being discriminated against because of pre-existing conditions. How much convincing is this for you?
That's a 10.
Thank you. Okay. Sometimes over a course of a survey, people change their mind. It's okay if you didn't, but once more, if the election for president were held today and the candidates were just Republican Donald Trump and Democrat Kamala Harris, for whom would you vote?
Kamala Harris, Democrat.
Thank you. Okay, once again, please rate your level of motivation for voting in this year's presidential and congressional elections in November on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means you are not at all motivated to vote, and 10 means you're extremely motivated to vote. You may use any number between 0 and 10.
10.
Thank you. Now I'm going to read you some reasons others have given for why it's important to vote in 2024. Please reach each using on a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means it's a very convincing reason to vote, 5 means it's somewhat convincing, and 0 means it is not at all convincing reason to vote in the 2024 presidential election. You can use any number between 0 and 10. 1. Trump and Republicans are trying to weaken our social safety net and have made it clear they are willing to reduce benefits for Social Security, Medicare, and Medicaid, while also raising the retirement age for future retirees. Some have even suggested forcing Social Security recipients back to work to get them off of, quote, entitlement programs, unquote, ignoring that they spent a lifetime earning and paying for those benefits. We must vote to protect retirement security for ourselves and our parents and grandparents. How much convincing reason is for you to vote this statement from 0 to 10?
10.
All women, but black women in particular, have fought long and very hard for the right to control their own bodies in this country. Donald Trump is a threat to the fundamental right. Trump bragged about getting Roe v. Wade overturned and taking away women's reproductive rights, and he will sign a national bill to ban abortion. And he's appointed judges who are trying to ban contraceptives like Plan B and limit access to birth control. This is an assault on people's right to make choices for themselves. How would you rate this statement? Sorry?
That's true. Oh, give me a 10.
Okay, thank you. We need gun reform now to make our communities safer, but Trump's policies would make it worse. Trump is aligned with the NRA and the gun lobby and has promised not to only block any meaningful gun reform, like banning assault weapons, but will make it easier to purchase high-power guns without background checks or a permit. If we want to make our community safer and protect our young people, we must vote to stop them from flooding our streets with guns. How would you rate this statement?
10.
Okay, thank you. Donald Trump promised big oil executive billions of dollars worth of tax cuts and the elimination of environmental regulations in exchange for $1 billion towards his campaign, leaving ordinary Americans vulnerable to corporate price gouging and stalling actions to address climate change. How would you rate this statement?
10.
Thank you.
That would motivate me to vote, right? Is that what you're asking me?
Okay. Thank you.
I just want to be clear. You're asking me, that's what made it motivate me to vote. The reason why you're asking me that, right? I want to make sure I'm clear.
Yeah. How much convincing are these reasons for you to vote? That's what we're
okay,
rating.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. I mean, that is every reason in the world about, but go ahead. I apologize.
Okay. Thank you very much for that. Sometimes over the course of a survey, people change their mind. It's okay if you didn't. But once more, if the elections for president were held today and the candidates were just Republican, Donald Trump, and Democrat, Kamala Harris, for whom would you vote?
Kamala Harris.
Thank you very much. And once again, please rate your level of motivation for voting in this year's presidential and congressional elections in November on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means you're not at all motivated to vote this year, and 10 means you're extremely motivated to vote. You may use any number between 0 and 10.
Okay.
Thank you. Switching gears a little bit, the last few questions are for statistical purposes only. What is the last year of schooling that you have completed?
For your last question, it's a 10. I'm motivated to vote on your last question.
Okay.
That's a 10. Okay. I apologize. Okay.
No, it's okay. No. It's okay. I heard the first time, so it's okay. So now, what is the last year of schooling that you have completed?
I have a bachelor's degree.
Bachelor's degree. Okay. Thank you. Are you married, unmarried, living with a partner, single, separated, divorced, or widow?
I'm unmarried and I live with someone.
Okay, thank you. Do you have any children 18 years of age or younger living in your household?
No.
Okay, perfect. That concludes that survey. Thank you very much for your time and participation. Enjoy the rest of the day.
Thank you. Have a good day.
Bye. Goodbye.
Bye-bye.